Okay, Parshas Pekudei, the year 1940, Tafshin. Vayar Moshe's kol ha-melacha v'hinei osu osa kasha tziva Hashem kein osu v'rech osam meisha. Okay. Perish Rashi she-berchu mi-rotzen she-tisha shechina v'ma'ase yadechem, that the shechina should come through, should be brought down to this world. That's what bracha means. Should be brought down to this world through the acts of your hands. The puzzle is, they did it. Like they did. Enough with they did. We know that they did it. He's saying twice. Maybe it's a Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu said, first make the Caleb, and then make the Mishkan. No, first the person builds a house and then he puts furniture in it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu came into this fight of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying Caleb and Mishkan, and Mitzal was saying no, Mishkan and Caleb. Comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, what is it, Kadosh Baruch Hu paskin? Ase Mishkan, then the Aaron v'Kelim. Amar Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemen b'Tzelel ha'ita b'yadata. Said, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I give up. Maybe you're b'Tzelel, maybe you're in the shadow of God, and that's why you knew. That's what Moshe says to Bezalel. V'efshe ki Yisa, Shalz Yishaya Novi, Moshe Rabcha Omar, ki lo yirani Adam, they ask Yishaya Novi. Moshe Rabbeinu said that no man will see God. And I will see God. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, you can't see God. That Moshe Rabbeinu saw in a clear vision, and Yeshaya saw in an aspaklam in a mirror, more skewed vision. Meaning every Nebuah was in this crazy dream, but he didn't see straight from Hashem. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ava Nevi'im, Hashem said, Kama Hashem. What's so funny, Shimon?
In Navi class, we all did was
Aspaklara. Because when you look at the sun, you can't take like a clean glass and look at the sun. Your eyes will go crazy. You have to like pick like a dirty, like, you know. But when Hashem says that no man will see me, that means no man will see me in aspaklaria meira, in a clear fashion. No one will be able to see me. And when Yeshaya says that I will see God, it means I will see in a more diluted way of seeing Hashem. Okay, but that's all. Below Beiskalz Nevius Bilvad. So he says like this. We have many deep ideas behind mitzvahs and many kavanas behind mitzvahs, but the ikur of doing the mitzvah, the ikur tov of doing the mitzvah is the maisa mitzvah. In fact, the Nefesh HaChayim in Paragimovai, what's called Sha'arim, he kind of goes against a Hasidus where he puts too much emphasis on the Kavana and the Achana and very little emphasis on the actual Asiyas HaMitzvah. I mean, the main thing is you lulav long enough, is it this, is it this? You can have all the Gevaldika Achanas Yinan, but if you don't know the Halach of the lulav, you can have all the Gevaldika Achanas when you come to Matzah, but if you don't know, you know, the, all the poskim, what they say about how to make a Matzah and this and how many minutes and how many, and you don't have the Maisa. So the Iker is the Maisa. The Iker is the Maisa. If a person has so much kavanah doing tefillah, but he doesn't put on the tefillin, he was like, I'm wrapping myself up in Hashem. And he says, L'shem Yichud all morning, and he doesn't put on the tefillin. Did he get? He didn't do anything. He doesn't get the mitzvah tefillin. Ki l'mala kol batel l'gabe yisbarach. Ha-melochim b'teilim v'ein shaykh etzom b'chira. Because up by Hashem, by Hashem, like the Malachim, they're totally batel to Hashem. They don't have their own existence. The closer you get to the spiritual world, the less existence. I think, who did I speak about this with? That the less yichud of Hashem, the more you know, the more here's a falafel store, a burger store, and a pizza store. Because a falafel store and a burger store, they're very far from the Yichud Hashem. So you have very, very, the more you get the Yichud Hashem, here's a Litvak, and here's a Sephardi, and here's a this, and here's a this chassid, and that chassid, and this chassid, because you're away from the Yichud Hashem. The closer you are to Yichud Hashem, there's no difference in anything. And the closer, if you get so close to Hashem, the concept of division is totally, totally gone. That's why Hashem created the world with a bet, Bereshit, to say there's another, there could be another. Not another God. There could be another existence but me. Before the Bereshit, there's no existence outside of God. There's infinite. You can't. So Maisa, Vogama Olamus Midosim, Betelem Achiev Shoshite Gamba Mizgal's Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't be Mizgal himself in a world that's Kulo light. That's why the Zohar says that Hashem carved out the world with carving of darkness. He carved out in the supernal light. He carved out in the great light, infinite light of Hashem, a place of darkness. Right? That's why we say, Yotzer Or, Ubore Choshech. Whenever we're talking about Choshech, darkness, we use the word Bria. Because Bereshis Bore Elokim doesn't mean that he created something new. He carved, he took himself away from the supernal light. He carved darkness into the supernal light, a place where God is absent. And that's how Hashem created the world. He didn't create anything above the world. He took his presence outside the world. Then the world of the Asiya, of course Hashem is more hidden. Because the more Hashem is hidden, the more we can have physical things. The less Hashem is hidden, the less we have physical things. The Mishkan was in the world of Asiya. In fact, we learned the Lamentet Malachos for all the Lamentet Malachos from the Mishkan. Namitam Malachos is the action, the Asiya. That's why we can't do it on Shabbos, because we're not Ulam Asiya on Shabbos. We're Ulam HaMachshava, so we take our hands off Asiya. But the Mishkan was the opposite. The Mishkan is the Asiya in this world. And who created Bezalel? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu build it? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu need Bezalel to build the Mishkan? Was something wrong with Moshe Rabbeinu? Ki Moshe Rabbeinu rak tziva. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the world of tzivui. He didn't know the world of building. Moshe Rabbeinu was so high. And that's Baklar Meira. He was almost like Batel to Hashem, and he didn't understand the concept of Asiya. Where it took Bezalel, he saw Nasna Nidvos Kadesh Yuchel Bezalel Vanasav Losos Befol Cheniskalu Yoter Pratim in a Mishkan. That Dafka through Bezalel, who was in the world of the Hester, not like Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able to do the Asiya of the Mishkan. V'amalor Moshe Rabbeinu, Betzel El Hayita. What does it mean, Betzel El Hayita? Betzel means like you're in the hiddenness of God, only the shadow of God. Meaning, I, Moshe, I'm in the Aspaklari, in the eerie of God, but you're only Betzel El. Why is that better? You think that what? Moshe Rabbeinu would know exactly what to do, right? How could Moshe Rabbeinu be wrong and Betzel El right? Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't live in the world of Asiya. Betzel lived in the world of Asiya, whereas only Betzel El, in the shadow of God, and therefore he was able to Moshe Rabbeinu, everything by Moshe Rabbeinu's batel, and therefore he didn't know what he was talking about when it came to Asiya's Mishkan. He could give the Tzibur Mishkan, but he didn't, you know, like the smart people that could tell you everything about the house, and you give them the hammer, and they just don't know how to use the hammer. But they can tell you everything about architects, but they can't take the hammer, because they're not in the world of Asiya. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the world of Asiya, because he was too batel to Hashem. The more batel to Hashem, the less Asiya you have. Where Betzalel was Betzel El, in the shadow of God, and he was able to build. Veshes the Gamram is betanchum. Amr Moshe Rabbeinu Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Meshani Meis Eini Ani Nizkar. Moshe Rabbeinu says, when I die, I'm not going to be known. From the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha Keshem Shata Omer Achshav V'Nosim Lam Parshas Shkalim V'Ata Zokif Roshan. Just like now, you're giving them the Parsha of Shkalim, the idea of Kisisa Rosh Bnei Yisrael, that everyone's going to give a shekel. And just like you're doing at Kach B'Chol Shana, when they read the Parsha of Shkalim, which we're going to do this week, which is the first of the Arba Parshios, right before Nisan, when we read the Parsha of Shkalim, you're going to stand there and put your head down, just like what they did when Am Yisrael gave the Shkalim. Weird measures. Minayim Mimashikor Binyan Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor Kisisas Rosh Saas Rosh Lo Nemar El Kitisa. How does the Medrash know that? Because then it says Kitisa. When they lift up their heads, when you count them, when kitisa, not kisa, kitisa, when you'll be part of it, Moshe Rabbeinu. Shall peep shoot the mouth shamer Moshe Rabbeinu Mishanin may say Niskir Allah Bukhatar Zokhum. What did Moshe mean that I won't be remembered? We're constantly saying, Vayom Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor Vayom Hashem Moshe 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 Moshe. How many times did it say Moshe in Tanakh? 770 times. 770. I heard that from Ramachas. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu talking about? Nobody remember him. What bar mitzvah boy won't remember unless he had parshas tetzaveh, right? Which is the only parshas Moshe is not in, besides from when he comes on the scene. I was talking about Bereishit. What are you talking about, Moshe Rabbeinu? We all remember you. We all. What bar mitzvah doesn't know? Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor. Moshe Rabbeinu. What are you so nervous? What was he talking about? Aval Hod Jesus Bzer Hakadosh. What does the Zohar say? Zaka man de mitkan ladira noe belibe. That Hashem dwells within us. It's not only for the man needs God, but God needs man. What does it mean God needs man? God doesn't need man. No, in the darkness that Hashem carved out in the supernal light, in order for Hashem to be part of this world, to bring light to the darkness, he needs man to bring him down. Na'ase Adam, let us make man. We need both of us. Hashem has a great ratzon to be misgal in this dark world. And how is Hashem being misgal in this world? The ikur iskalsi ba'asiyah. The ikur way to be misgal Hashem in this world is through action, through doing. Right, again, if a person just meditates over a lulav, but he doesn't touch the lulav, he's not yotze. No, you got to take the lulav, and the lulav is green, and the lulav is so many halachas, and this amount of tefach, and this amount of branches, and then you have to the spine to get all these halachas. It's in the world of asiyah that Hashem is miskala. Hashem is not misgal in the world of machshava. Not in the olam asiyah. Everything above. Rabbi Yossi, when he nichnas sechor ba'amr le'eliyui, when he saw nichnas le'beit tevil but the matzos of onim yeshem ha'gadol mevarcha kadosh baruch hu menane rosh of amr asher melchim kalsonos of beit tekach. When Eliyahu said when Yisrael come into shuls and they scream out yeshem rabba, Hashem is happy, and he says, wow, Asher praise him as the king that they praise him in his house. Hashikam le'melech Asher that Hashem is happy. Rabbi Yossi Shema Basko Oishach Rafti is Basi. And Rabbi Yossi hears a Basko when they screamed out of Yeshmi Rabba, oi to my house, oi that I'm not there anymore. Hashem longs to be in the world. Vugam inyan shan Hashem was dafka achwesha yu ba'olam hazeh, ol melam adjegu yu began Eden, v'Hashem yikodim terim shay yu ba'olam hazeh. Nesha ikr is galas ha'protes de kedusha ha'idei ha'olam hazeh. Ki mamitza says, remember, I think it was the Grah, who said that he was very nervous before he died. He said, what am I going to do with mitzvahs? What am I going to do with all the mitzvahs? I'm not going to be able to do mitzvahs up there. So ikar is galus in this world is asiyah sub-mitzvah, the physical mitzvah, putting a dead cow on our arm, putting threads of string on it. L'chein chutz min amiris kadosh v'limit ha-mishtayis achrei ha-niftarim tovu l'neshamos kam shekesh zochum osam beis asiyah mitzvah. Therefore, it's not enough just to say kadosh and learn Mishnayos for the people who die. When you're doing a mitzvah, say, this mitzvah is l'aliyas neshama. Because how is Hashem mizgal in this world? Through asiyah and Talmud Torah, through our mouth. So Hashem is mizgal through physical actions. Lo zchir b'vad, not only just remembering things, but we've niskasha usal na'asas ha-mitzvah l'mod v'yachad, as v'azhein mislavshos b'guf asiyah. Therefore, the neshama is mislabish in the guf asiyah, the Torah and mitzvah. She's galak, and that's the greatest iskala of Hashem. When we take something physical in this world asiyah, we make it great. And we yizbaruch kevyachol rotzu l'shchom b'tochu kol echa yisod kav chomer hu eich tovu l'neshama sachari p'divasan v'shahar men yishach l'yisod v'mimah yasa Torah mitzvahs. Zeru remez shomer Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu means. When I die, Mishani Meis, no one's going to remember me. Why not? She returned this Karak Mashaya Chai, Shazamar Hashem, Elavu Yisrael, Ava Mishani Meis, Shigamati is Kareni, Schiri Kadiska, because all of Am Yisrael is going to be doing is remembering me. I remember Moshe, Vayim Hashem on Moshe, but there's no doing it. There's no Asiyah, but I was never part of the Asiyah. I was never part, you know, Bezalel was part of the Asiyah. I was never part of the Asiyah. I was always in this world of like just giving commandments, but the ikr is galus of Hashem in this world. The ikr of revelation of Hashem in this world is through doing. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I was never part of the doing. And therefore they're going to forget me because the Iker is Galus Hashem. Oh, so what does Hashem say? Kishem Shata, Omen Achshav Nuslim Parshat Shkolim. Just like you're giving the Parshat Shkolim and you're bowing down your head. So to every year, you will bow down your head and they will bring the Shkolim or mention Shkolim. Shkolim was the action of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was the action where Moshe Rabbeinu came into action. Every time we give Shkolim, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down this world and is being misgalah through our actions. And therefore, once we bring in Shkolim, we bring in Moshe Rabbeinu inside of us. Because Moshe Rabbeinu goes from Sivui to Asiya. Shkolim was actually the Asiya of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, once we have the Moshe Rabbeinu misgalah inside, all the torments will be miskala inside. We have to miskala Hashem through Asiya. It's not just Zechira, meditating. That's also good meditating, but it's not bringing Hashem's light to this world. To bring Hashem's light to this world, we have to be part of the world of the Asiya. And that's why Bezalel understood how to do the Mishkan better than Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Bezalel lived in the world of Asiya.